This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Democratic impeachment managers have finished presenting their case in President Trump's impeachment trial before the U.S. Senate. The managers spent most of Friday focused on President Trump's alleged attempts to cover up an abuse of power when he was found withholding military aid from Ukraine until it started investigating a political rival. New York Congressman Gerald Nadler says that President Trump has behaved as if he is above the law.
In word and in deed, President Trump has declared himself above the law. He has done so because he is guilty and wishes to conceal as much of the evidence from the American people and from this body as he can.
President Trump denies any wrongdoing, and his Republican defenders have said that his actions do not rise to the level of an impeachable offense. The president's legal team begins presenting their opening statements on Saturday morning. President Trump became the first sitting chief executive to attend the annual March for Life, which aims to make abortion illegal in the United States. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
The president called it his profound honor, telling anti-abortion supporters on the National Mall here in Washington he backs their fight.
Unborn children have never had a stronger defender in the White House.
His visit was another bid to enlist white evangelical voters and conservative activists to help him win another term. Past presidents who also opposed abortion stayed away from the march to avoid being too closely tied to demonstrators pushing to outlaw the procedure. He himself was a late convert to the cause. Donald Trump once said in a 1999 interview, "I am pro-choice in every respect." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China said Saturday that 41 people have died from an outbreak of a new coronavirus, and nearly 1,300 cases have been reported. As Michelle Hennessy reports, the news came after the government locked down 10 cities out of concern about the spread of the deadly virus.
China has now suspended public transport in 10 cities and shut temples as measures are stepped up to contain the virus. Wuhan is in virtual lockdown. The sprawling metropolis, home to 11 million people, is surrounded by checkpoints, with travel in and out of the city tightly controlled. Inside, the government is building a brand new hospital over a weekend. Local media said bulldozers and diggers arrived Thursday night to begin construction, with the aim to have a 1,000-bed facility functioning by Monday. It's mirroring the outbreak of SARS in 2003, when Beijing built a hospital in just 1 week to cope with the virus that went on to kill nearly 800 people worldwide.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. A powerful earthquake struck eastern Turkey on Friday, killing at least 14 people and collapsing buildings near the epicenter. The European Mediterranean Seismological Center said the magnitude 6.8 quake hit Ilaza province about 550 kilometers east of the capital, Ankara. Several aftershocks followed the initial jolt. Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Authority said 8 people died in Ilaza and 6 more in the neighboring province of Malatya. Regional governor said that hundreds of other people were injured. Turkey has had a powerful history of earthquakes, including one in 1999 in the city of Izmit that killed more than 17,000 people. The Pentagon says dozens of U.S. troops have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries from an Iranian missile strike on an Iraqi airbase. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Many of the U.S. troops at Ain al-Assad Air Base were already in bunkers when nearly a dozen Iranian ballistic missiles exploded. While no U.S. troops were killed, Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman says
34 total members have been diagnosed with concussions.
Half of those have returned to military duties, but 17 of the 34 are still under medical observation or treatment, including 8 who have now arrived back in the U.S.
We want to make sure that they're getting the treatment that they need.
President Trump initially said he was told no troops have been injured in the Iranian strike. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.